Good morning. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Sherry Bustos wants to move up in the leadership of her party in the U.S. House. Yesterday, the 17th District Congresswoman from East Moline announced that if Democrats win a majority in the midterm elections, she will run for the number 4 position in House leadership, Assistant Democratic Leader. Bustos made the announcement on the MSNBC program Morning Joe.
It's not enough just to win back the majority, which, again, we've got to stay focused on, but we've got to keep the majority. And that's the kind of experience that I hope that my colleagues would say that I could bring to the leadership table, making sure that we are smart in the 2 years that would lead up to 2020 and keep the majority after that.
Currently, she is co-chair of the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee and the only member in party leadership from the Midwest. Bustos also outlined her plans in a letter to fellow House Democrats that says, as November 6th draws near, I grow increasingly confident we will soon usher in a new Democratic majority. At a time when the federal government is trying to restrict entry into the U.S., some colleges are working hard to attract more international students. Loras College in Dubuque is one of nearly 60 across the country to offer a scholarship program called You Are Welcome Here. Senior Vice President Mary Ellen Carroll says it's a message of welcome and hospitality at a time when people overseas are hearing the opposite.
We can't control what media in our country or in other countries is putting forward. And so I think a scholarship program like this is an opportunity for institutions to step forward and potentially counteract if there's any negative messaging out there.
Beginning in the fall of next year, Loras will offer 4 renewable You Are Welcome Here scholarships. They will cover at least 50% of the annual cost to attend the college. That cost now adds up to $42,000 for tuition, room and board, books, and fees. Currently, Loras has 1,500 students. About 2% of them, or 30 to 40 students, are international. They come from Brazil, Colombia, Japan, and India. The application deadline for these scholarships is February 1st. The murder trial of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke will likely resume after an unexpected day off. Van Dyke's attorneys are expected to continue calling witnesses today after yesterday's testimony was called off by the judge because a member of the jury was ill. The defense team is thought to be getting close to calling its final witnesses. It still remains unclear whether Van Dyke himself will testify about the night he shot Laquan McDonald in October of 2014. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the special guest speaker at the governor's annual campaign fundraiser. The Harvest Festival fundraiser will take place at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines on October 13th. It comes just weeks ahead of the midterm election, where Reynolds will face Democrat Fred Hubble. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.